At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, December 22nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 16 with a big Thursday Night Football showdown, kicking off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Amazon Prime between the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Currently, the Jets are listed as a 2-point home favorite with a low total of 37. Now, going into this game, both teams are in the hunt for the playoffs, so a huge game for both teams. The Jaguars are 6-8, but they've won 3 of their last 4 games. They're just coming off a huge win over the Cowboys, 40-34, winning in overtime outright as a 4-point home dog. Meanwhile, the New York Jets, 7-7, but they've lost 3 straight, and they just fell to the Lions 20-17, losing outright as a 2-point home favorite. Now, we've seen in this matchup is some very interesting line movement toward the New York Jets. This game actually opened at a pretty much a pick 'em across the board. At one point early in the week, we saw this line flip to Jaguars -1. Then it came back to a pick 'em and kind of stayed around a pick 'em where Jets -1 for much of the week. But over the last 24 to 48 hours, we've seen a lot of money hit the New York Jets, pushing the Jets from a pick 'em or -1 now up to -1.5 and now -2. Again, last 24 hours, we've seen further movement toward the New York Jets. To me, I put a lot of stock into late line movement when you're getting closer and closer to game time, especially on game day when limits are raised and big bets come in. And this line move to the Jets is very notable because the Jets are not the public play. The public really likes the Jaguars tonight. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, currently 72% of bets are taking the Jacksonville Jaguars. Makes sense. Jaguars obviously have won, 3 of their last 4. Big win over the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Jets have lost 3 straight. Hey, just take the points. You might even see on Twitter my ultimate or one of my pet peeves in betting #. The wrong team is favored. No. The right team is always favored, based upon the odds makers' power ratings and their how they map out a game and the lines that they set and then the adjustments that they make. But the public is saying, give me this trendy dog Jacksonville. But one thing I learned a long time ago, guys, as a contrarian, data-driven bettor, I like the gross dogs, the dogs that look like they got no shot, the dogs that are really contrarian, the dogs that are getting, 20, 30% of bets. When the dogs become very popular, when the public loads up on dogs, and you got to remember, public, psychologically, they want to bet favorites. They're predisposed to wanting to bet favorites because if you're going to put your hard-earned money down on a game, you want to bet on quote-unquote the better team. So when it's 9 times out of 10, the public's going to take a favorite, that, very rare situation where they take a dog, the dog loses its value because it becomes popular, therefore it becomes trendy. So the phrase fade the trendy dog is anytime I see a dog that's getting, over 50%, over 60%, a big majority of bets, I want to bet against those dogs because more often than not, the public is wrong. So I like this move here late toward the Jets. Jets would match as a contrarian bet in a heavily bet game. Only 28% of bets here in a fade the trendy dog play. Also, kind of a buy low, sell high. Jets have lost 3 straight. Jags have coming off a big win, 1-3-4. So it looks like the obvious play to take Jacksonville here. But the obvious play always scares you. Thursday night home favorites. You look over over 15 years now at this point, 55%. ATS to the Thursday home favorite. Short week benefits the basically the team that's expected to win and the team that's at home doesn't have to travel on a short week. Also, Brad Allen, big home referee, 57% ATS to the home team. So some movement here to the Jets in a contrarian spot. Also, a lot of movement here to this under, and this is something that we're going to have to watch all week long. I've been mentioning it in the newsletter as well as in my appearances at VSiN, but this is the weather Armageddon week all across the country in the NFL. Weather is having a huge impact on totals, and it's really the wind that will impact the totals the most. If you talk to a couple of my colleagues at VSiN, Sean King, Mike Pritchard, who played in the NFL, or if you talk to odds makers like Vinny Maliulo or Jimmy Vaccaro or Chris Andrews, you know, whether you're a former player or an odds maker, they'll both tell you from a different perspective that, hey, it's not the heat or the cold, it's not the rain or the snow, it's really the wind that affects totals, because when you have a windy game, it makes it harder to throw the ball. You're gonna be less accurate. It's gonna be harder to kick the ball. You're gonna run the ball more and chew up the clock. So windy unders, that's something to really keep an eye out for. And this is a windy under tonight. This total opened as high as 42. You're all the way down to 37 now at this point. You may find a 37.5 out there with a hook. But a couple reasons to like this under. Obviously, the big one here is the weather. At the Meadowlands tonight, it's going to be not that cold, like 45 degrees, but 20-mile-per-hour winds. It's going to be rainy, very windy, obviously. So when you see the wind blow 10 miles per hour or more, the under is 40 and 23 this year, 63%. If it's also a conference game, the under is even better, 32 and 15, 68%. We have seen primetime unders, 28 and 18, 61% this year. Jets are 9 and 5 to the under, including 5 and 2 to the under at home. And you also have a situation here where public's on the over, about 68% of bets, yet this total is falling. So it's kind of hard to take the under now when you think about it. Open 42, now you're getting a 37. But one thing I've learned with these really windy unders, to me it's either you take the bad number and have faith in the windy under, or you lay off. I don't really ever go the other way with windy unders. Like, what I mean by the other way is I'm not going to go over 37 at this point just because it's fallen so much to take the over. To me, when you have these windy under games, you may end up having like a 13-10 game, a 17-14 game, something like that. So to me, it's a go with the windy under with a bad number or lay off because you missed the number, but I'm not going to go the other way and take a windy over. So that's what we're looking at here for the game of the night, kicking off NFL Week 16. Make sure you got your Amazon Prime ready to go. You don't want to be fidgeting around with your login. Be locked and loaded at 8:15 tonight for a big Thursday night football showdown between the Jets and the Jags.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick with a football theme here, but let's go to college. We have a college football bowl game tonight. Let's go bowling. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game. It's the Armed Forces Bowl. It's going to be played in Fort Worth, Texas. Currently, you have Baylor playing Air Force. Baylor is listed as a 3.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 43. Now, going to this matchup, we have two teams trending in opposite directions. The Baylor Bears are 6-6, but they lost their last three games to end the regular season, had a swoon there to end the year. They just lost to Texas 38-27, failed to cover as a 10-point road dog. Meanwhile, Air Force, 9-3, had a good year. They won four straight to end the year, so complete opposite of Baylor. They were hot to end the year. They beat San Diego State 13-3, covering as a 2-point road favorite their last time out. Now, we've seen this matchup. Is a lot of respected money taking the points with Air Force. This game actually opened Baylor laying as high as -6.5. Now you're all the way down to 3.5. So this would be a big line move in favor of Air Force. This is notable because public is actually taking Baylor. You know, bigger name school, obviously not a great record, but maybe the respect for being in a bigger conference as well. But Baylor, again, opening laying 6.5 down to 3.5. This is notable because Air Force is only getting 36% of bets, yet the line's moving in their favor. So why is the line being adjusted toward Air Force when Baylor is the popular play? Tells me a good sharp reverse line move here on Air Force. They're only getting 36% bets, but 68% of the money. It's a really good bet split in their favor. You'd match a couple of betting systems with Air Force. Number one, we have seen these bowl game dogs do very well. 8-5 ATS overall, 62%. I had a winner yesterday with Western Kentucky. Kind of a similar line move there with line move toward Western Kentucky, and they were ended up able to roll for some dog bettors. And then also you look at severe line moves. If a line moves at least 2 points in favor of a team, kind of call it the big bowl game steam severe system move, 58% over the last 4 years here. That would also match with Air Force. Air Force is number one in the nation in rushing. They run the triple offense. They also are averaging 28 points a game, 34 for Baylor, but Air Force is the better defense. 13 points allowed versus 27. And you have some issues with Baylor. They just fired their defensive coordinator. They have a couple starters who are in the transfer portal. This would be also a dog low total. Again, fewer amount of expected points scored, more likely or easier for the dog to cover the number. Also, look at the under here, another windy spot. Again, this is a theme all over the country if you're betting football this weekend. But in Fort Worth, Texas, it's going to be cold, like 20 degrees. 20 to 25 mile-per-hour winds. Very windy here. And you do have two teams who rush the ball quite a bit, chew up the clock. So windy under there, and again, with two teams that run it quite a bit. For the Armed Forces Bowl, big move here toward Air Force. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to a couple games that we just talked about. You can probably maybe hear from the sound of my voice where I'm going with these games, but just to make it official here, guys, I'm going to take the New York Jets on the money line tonight. I have the Jets here just to hashtag win the game at minus 135. Right off the bat, whenever you open a game very, you know, very low, a pick 'em type game, to me, odds makers are telling you this could be very, very tight. So I don't want to lay a minus two with the Jets, have them win by two and I push, or win by one and I lose. So I'm just going to go money line here, pay a little bit more juice just to hashtag win the game at minus 135. A couple reasons why I like the Jets. Number one, the biggest reason is just the line movement here, guys. I've seen a lot of money hit the Jets over the last 24 to 48 hours. That's notable because the Jets are the unpopular bet. This would be a classic fade the trendy dog play. You're getting 72% of bets taking Jacksonville. So even without this line move toward the Jets, we're in a one-off, heavily bet, primetime game where one team's getting 72%. So just from the standpoint of you walk into a bar tonight somewhere in America, and everyone's wearing a Jaguars jersey. Everyone's wearing a Trevor Lawrence jersey. No one wants to bet the Jets. Just from a bet against the public standpoint, automatically, I like the Jets only getting 28%. But a long time ago, I learned something. Basically, when I was introduced to contrarian betting, I'm like, wow, this is it. You know, just bet against the public. Very simple here. It's a foundation, but it's not the end-all, be-all. Aside from contrarian, you want some indication of sharp action as well to know that you're on the same side as the wise guys. And how do we know we're on the same side as the wise guys? Because the line keeps going to the Jets, even though big majority of bets here are on Jacksonville. So it's a fade the trendy dog play. Mentioned it, but home favorites on Thursday night do well. 55% ATS the last about 15 years. Brad Allen's a big home ref, 57% ATS. Also, it's just a classic buy low, sell high. Jags coming off a huge win as a dog, and they've won three of four. Jets have lost three straight. They lost against the Lions, losing outright as a favorite in that one. So it's a buy low, sell high. It's a contrarian bet in a heavily bet game with a big sharp reverse line move. And you're really kind of, to me, following the smart money as well as being against the public, which is where I always want to be. So long story short, guys, I know it's tough to put your money behind Zach Wilson, but maybe tonight's the night where Wilson comes through for us. A couple injuries for Jacksonville. I noticed some of their two defensive starters are out for this game. They're going to miss Trayvon Walker, that number one overall pick, as well as, I believe, a linebacker, Futu Kasi, I think, is going to be out for this one. So I like this spot here for the Jets. They have a really good defense, but really it's a data-driven play. Also, again, lean under, but I'm just a little concerned by betting that 37 under now because it's fallen so much. But again, like I said, I'm not going to buy low and take the over. So my one bet here, give me the Jets to win the game. This is my sweet spot against the public with the smart money. Fade the trendy dog. Give me the contrarian favorite, gross fishy Jets favorite tonight. Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, minus 135 on the money line. My other Josh's sweat of the night, another game we just mentioned, Air Force Baylor. Give me Air Force plus 3.5. I'm going to take the dog here with Air Force. This is another kind of wheelhouse play for me. Big, big blind move here toward Air Force. Mention it, but they opened as high as getting plus 6.5. Now they're all the way down to 3.5. Similar line move that we saw yesterday with Western Kentucky as a dog with that line move in their favor. But number one, it's just, you know, what have you done for me lately? This is a team that's on the rise. Air Force 9-3, 1-4 straight. Baylor struggling, lost three straight. You know, we just mentioned, you know, buying low, selling high in that spot. But the angle here for me to take Air Force is that the buy low, sell high is kind of on the contrarian dog. Baylor here with the line moving away from them, that's notable because they're the public bet. So why are the odds makers, if you're getting almost 70% of bets on Baylor, why are they dropping the number on Baylor to make it easier for the public to cover as that favorite? tells me respected money here on Air Force. Again, only 36% bets, 7:30 game primetime, another contrarian spot, but 68% of the money. So again, really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. They would match that dog system, 8-5 ATS Bulldogs, severe line move system. You also have the number one rushing offense here. But the other factors that, and really this is something that I lean on a lot in bowl game season, but motivation. You know, Air Force is a military academy, very proud. They're motivated and they're excited to play this game. Baylor, they're a big name school. They probably didn't think they'd be playing, you know, on the 22nd of December against Air Force. So I don't know how up they are for this game, basically. But also one thing I've been leaning on is, you know, if you have, you know, issues with your coordinators, if you have, you know, players who are in the transfer portal and not going to play, I want to bet against you. It sends a bad vibe in the locker room. You have two starters who are in the transfer portal for Baylor. They just fired their defensive coordinator. I just don't know if the motivation is for Baylor here. To me, the motivation lies with Air Force, and so does this line move. So I'm going to take the dog. Give me Air Force plus 3.5. And then to finish up Josh's sweats, just one last game for you. This one caught my eye. It's what I would starting to call the obscure line move in college basketball, an obscure game that the public doesn't even know about or care about, but pros are hitting it. Give me San Diego. San Diego on the money line at minus 160. This is a 4 o'clock game against Cal State Northridge. I'm on San Diego here. So this obscure game line move, basically no one woke up today and said, I got to bet San Diego, Cal State Northridge at 4 o'clock. So it's a very, very low bet game, but Sharp seemed to have taken a liking here to San Diego. San Diego opened on the road, minus 2.5. Now they're up to minus 4. So big line move on a game that no one really cares about. Tells me pros have targeted this game. San Diego is 7-6. They've won 2 of their last 3. And you look at Cal State Northridge, they're 2-8. They've lost 3 straight. So this is kind of a don't overthink it. San Diego is the better team, better record, playing better as of late. They have a line move in their favor. They have the better offense, 80 points a game versus 69 for Northridge. And they're also the better shooting team, 46% from the field versus, 42% from the field for Cal State Northridge. KenPom has San Diego winning by 6 points. So that's a bit of an edge here at the minus 4 number. And then also, he's got him ranked much higher, 168th in the country versus 321 for Cal State Northridge. So I like San Diego to get this win here. I'll give you a perfect example of why I moneyline short favorites. Did anyone see that Old Dominion game last night? Old Dominion was a 2.5-point favorite. That was a play from, I don't know if it was the Morning Bets or Market Insights, but that was a play that I was on mentioned throughout my appearances at VSiN. And the whole point of Old Dominion was it was an obscure game, sharp line move. They opened like minus 1.5 up to 2.5. But I moneylined them because I said, hey, this is going to be a tight game. I'm just going to hashtag win the game. Well, what happened? Old Dominion won by 1 point. So if you laid the 2.5 with Old Dominion, you lost that game. If you went moneyline, you won. So in these spots, I'm willing to pay a little bit more of a price. I typically don't want to go above minus 150. This one's right on the edge for me. I got San Diego at minus 160 on the money line. Hashtag win the game. And also flat betting. You know, if San Diego loses this game, I hope they don't because I'm on them. But if they lose, I'm going to lose 1 unit. I'm not risking 1.6 units to win 1 unit. It's always risking 1 unit as a flat better. But I like this obscure line move towards San Diego. So give me San Diego on the money line, minus 160, hashtag win the damn game. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, December 22nd. But I wish you the best of luck. It's holiday season. Happy holidays. We have so much to offer at VSiN. Easiest way to stay plugged into what we do at VSiN and across the sports betting market on a daily basis. Sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Get the VSiN Daily. You'll wake up to great sports betting coverage every single morning. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. And you can always find me on Twitter or shoot me a DM or an email, Josh@VSiN.com, if you have any other questions. But wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. A lot of good football today. We got a big pack slate here for college basketball. Hopefully you guys are able to cash some tickets today because, as the godfather of VSiN likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.